Last night, Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel in an unprecedented attack. Almost all of them were shot down by Israel's weapons defense system and jets with the help of Britain and the United States. The attack by Iran was in response to a strike on Iran's consulate in Syria 2 weeks ago, widely believed to have been carried out by Israel. The US President Joe Biden reiterated Washington's ironclad support for Israel and said he would convene a meeting of G7 leaders today to coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's attack. Iran's war cabinet is meeting today to discuss its response. Well, we're joined on the line now by Kim Sengupta, defence and diplomatic editor with The Independent, who's been following developments overnight. Kim, can you bring together for us what we know at this stage about the attack overnight and what happened?
Well, the attack by Iran was expected after the killing of the seven IRGC commanders in, as you point out, the Iranian consulate in Damascus. The question was what form it will take. And we found out last night around 330 Iranian drones and missiles were fired, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. Most of them, again, as you point out, were shot down either over Israel or by US, UK, Jordanian and French military before they reached the Iranian border. And the actual damage inside Iran appeared to have been confined to, sorry, inside Israel, appears to have been confined to an air base in the Negev Desert. And around 30 people injured, including a young Bedouin girl, seriously. So really the question now is, you know, what Israel does in response.
Yes, and what are we likely to see then emerging from Israel's war cabinet, which is meeting today?
Well, the war cabinet has now been shrunk to just three people. Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, Yoav Gallant, the defense minister, and Benny Gantz, the former head of the IDF, who has joined the cabinet after the Hamas attack on 7th October. There was a phone call between President Biden and Mr. Netanyahu about 25 minutes, in which we are told by the Americans, Mr. Biden pointed out that an international coalition in support of Israel was very effective last night in preventing any serious damage to Israel by the Iranian attack, and asking Mr. Netanyahu to be constrained in an Israeli response. But that does seem very unlikely. Israelis have said they will take adequate measures, aggressive measures after what happened. So really it's a question of whether they carry out an attack on Iran itself or its allies in the region. And what happens then will really decide whether we're looking at a widening war or you know, a quite a fierce limited exchange.
If Israel does decide to retaliate directly against Iran, I mean, are we likely to see an attack like that focused on Iran's nuclear facilities, which Israel does see as a further threat to it?
You're absolutely right. You know, Israel has seen Iran's nuclear ambitions as an existential threat since it began, and then undoubtedly, they would like to see the nuclear facilities destroyed, but they haven't done that yet because it's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do so without U.S. military backing, quite heavy U.S. military backing. The Israelis did, some people may remember, destroy an Iraqi nuclear facility in a place called Ozirak, but that was just one facility. The coordinates of the facility were given to the Israelis by the French, who built it. Whereas, of course, you know, as we know in Iran, we have got dozens and dozens of nuclear installations, a lot of them deeply underground. And the Israelis have, from what we gather, looked at the possibility of carrying out extensive attacks on these sites before. But the conclusion has been that they haven't got the capabilities just by themselves to do so.
Kim, thank you very much for talking to us today. That's Kim Sengupta, Defence and Diplomatic Editor with The Independent. Let's get some analysis now and talk to Dr. Julie Norman, Associate Professor of Politics and International Relations at University College London and an expert in the Middle East-US conflict and political violence. Dr. Norman, good afternoon and thank you for joining us today. President Biden is convening this meeting of G7 leaders to discuss a united diplomatic response to this attack. What is he likely to want from them?
Yeah, sure. So we are expecting that Biden is hoping that Israel will show restraint at this moment and is trying to really rally all of the allies within the G7 to do everything they can to also de-escalate. And that will include putting, all the diplomatic tools in place with Israel, as well as trying to put any kind of diplomatic sanctions that aren't already in place on Iran, but really trying to do anything that would avoid a military response. So as we heard from your last guest, Israel, I think, is pretty intent on having a military response as at least part of the response to what happened.
And President Biden he's reiterated his what he calls his ironclad support for Israel in the face of this attack. If Israel does want to respond with an attack of its own directly on Iranian soil, is that ironclad support going to hold?
Well, I think this is where it's going to get difficult for Biden, because on the one hand, he has multiple times now said this ironclad support, but at the same time is also calling for de-escalation and doesn't want this to go further. So trying to thread the needle between those two things is difficult. I think from the Biden perspective, the idea is to support Israel completely in defensive measures. And we saw that with the U.S. Involvement last night in intercepting many of the missiles and drones. But in terms of an offensive attack, that's something that the U.S. will not want to be seen as directly implicated in, and they will certainly be worried about repercussions and retaliations against their own troops and forces across the region.
How much closer are we to a wider war in the Middle East this morning?
Well, unfortunately, I would say it's probably the most tensest moment that we've seen since the week or so right after October 7th, when we were, fearing a possible regional war at that time. Again, this direct strike from Iran on Israeli territory, this likely Israeli retaliation, both these things are, this has been a shadow war for so long. The shadow war is now very much out in the open. And I do think what Israel decides in these next 24 hours, 1 week ahead, will really determine the course for the region for much time to come.
Dr. Julie Norman, Associate Professor of Politics and International Relations at University College London, thank you very much for speaking with us today.